Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
So we've got a nice mix for you this week. A bit of art, a bit of comedy, something up in the skies, as well as some dance and music to keep you occupied. We're going to start in the art category. We have spoken to you before about Solo Studios, which is a very special art project in the Riebeek Valley, which helps give a platform to disadvantaged artists from the local community, giving them access to customers, an opportunity to showcase their wares and to sell their works of art. And it's coming up again this weekend, a good excuse if you even need one to go and visit the beautiful Riebeek Valley. You'll have the opportunity not only to see the art, but to meet the artists, talk to them about their work, and hopefully take some of it home with you at the end of the day. On the line with me, it's a pleasure to welcome back Klaas Piprek, who is the creator of Solo Studios. Nice to chat to you again, Klaas. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Great to be back on your show.
For those who might not have heard our previous interviews, Klaas, won't you just recap for us how Solo Studios works and how this project came about?
Yes, indeed. Pippa, yeah, we had the inaugural event last year where we gathered all the resident artists under one umbrella. This event, Solo Studios, where the artists for one weekend of the year open their studios, their intimate private spaces for the art lover, art collector to come and visit them. Mm-hmm. And we also have 5 group exhibitions, and we this year also included 12 of our resident authors, as well as a group photographic exhibition with 6 of our resident photographers. So it's all locally based. Mm-hmm. And of course, you spoke about the disadvantaged artists. That is one aspect of it. The core is still the renowned, established artists mm-hmm. in the studios. But we pledge 15% of all the income to the People's Gallery, which is then the platform, as you mentioned, for the emerging artists from the disadvantaged communities.
Okay, so it really is a win-win because your big artists get to show their work, and your up-and-coming aspiring artists hopefully get to share in the experience of access to their platforms and their draw for the crowds to be exposed to their art as well. How many of those up-and-coming local artists are represented this weekend, Klaas?
Well, we hope to have 3 present in what we call the People's Gallery, mm-hmm. which is in the tourism office here in Riebeek Kasteel. We need to go and fetch them from the surrounding towns. You know, what we found last year, it wasn't just sufficient to provide them with the platform over the weekend. We realized we need more of a mentorship a project where we can somehow assist and support them throughout the year. So it's looking really good. The numbers are coming in. The valley is already filling up. I'm sending you on the square. It's looking beautiful. Everybody's excited. So hopefully, and we believe it's going to be a resounding success and raise enough funds to establish a trust fund where we can support these emerging artists throughout the year.
That would be fantastic. Klaas, I'm hoping that there's still some tickets left for our listeners to pick up. How much does it cost to attend the event, and where do they access tickets?
Pippa, yeah, the premier weekend pass, as we call it, is unfortunately sold out. Numbers were limited there. That included the cocktail party, the opening event this evening, and the breakfast tomorrow morning with Max Dupree and Jacques Poe. That is sold out, but there's still quite a few weekend passes and day passes. We opened up day passes this year as well, and we have quite a bit of capacity still. Obviously, access is limited, considering that the visitor goes into the artist's private spaces. So we do advise that people book in advance, get their tickets online, and follow the link from our website, which is www.solostudios.co.za, and there you'll see what the options are. And the available tickets range from 175 Rand for a day pass to 275 for a weekend pass. And that then gives you access to all the participating studios and group exhibitions.
Klaas Piprek, thanks so much for chatting to you. And I hope it's a wildly successful weekend in Riebeek Kasteel. Solostudios.co.za is the website to visit for your easiest link through to the ticket sales.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Well, one of the best ways to round off a hectic and challenging week is with a bit of a laugh. And boy, we've had a hectic week on this side. I know we're all looking forward to finding something to laugh at the end of a very trying week at Cape Talk. Fortunately for us and for you, there is the option of the Cape Town Comedy Club to offer exactly that. And in fact, they're doing something kind of special for this Women's Day week with an all-female lineup being showcased at the Cape Town Comedy Club. And tonight, the incredible Shimmy Isaacs headline. I have her on the line to tell me a little bit more about the show. Great to have you with us, Shimmy. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
No, it's nice. It's nice. The sun has come out again, so I'm feeling quite happy about that.
Glad to hear it. Shimmy, very special to have an all-female lineup in what was once a very male-dominated industry. Of course, it really isn't anymore, is it?
No, of course not. It never was. Who told you I was a woman? No, I think it's fantastic, you know, and at the Cape Town Comedy Club, they only show the best of the best. We've got, just coming from a very successful run at the Baxter Theatre, Mel Jones, who's going to be our host for the rest of the week and the weekend. And, of course, you've got me as your headline act. I mean, you know, you need a little bit of spice in everything, and that's why I'm there. And we've got the wonderful Tracy Clark headlining tomorrow night. And we've got Claudine Ullman all the way from Johannesburg coming to grace us with her wonderful comedy material. And, of course, the young and upcoming Lindy Johnson, that's also just had a very successful run at the Cape Town Jive Festival at the Baxter. So you are indeed in for some great treats.
Shimmy, for those who've never been to Cape Town Comedy Club before, I mean, if the awards it's been chalking up are not enough persuasion to come along, I don't know what are, but please won't you make the case for why it's worth a visit besides the comedy?
Well, you know what? They've got wonderful food as well. And you know, it's also at the waterfront. I know Cape Townians love a little bit of waterfront strolling, you know, especially if they don't know what to do. So just swing by the Cape Town Comedy Club. We've got wonderful food, dinner served from 6 p.m. onwards. And then they normally, on every night of comedy, have got great specials, you know. So if you're in for some nice tequila shots, so come, yeah, just come and get lekker warm, you know, warm yourself up, bring your dates, bring your Tinder dates, and get some pizza in there and get some Gatsby. They've got a nice new Gatsby on the menu, keeping it local. So, I mean, what else can you expect? It's Cape Town. It's beautiful weather. It's the waterfront. You know, it's tourist. It's all a bunch of fun.
And if the Tinder date is awful, at least you've got some entertainment on stage to get you through the night. Shimmy Isaacs, lovely to have you with us. All the best for the weekend. Shimmy's on at the Cape Town Comedy Club, which you'll find at the Pump House in the V&A waterfront. Their website, if you would like to read a little bit more about who's on when, is capetowncomedy.com. Tonight's show, 120 Rand a ticket, and you can book through CompuTicket.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
From stars on stage to stars and meteors in the sky, something quite different for our next pick of the weekend. If you are a stargazer, you probably know that this weekend marks the best possible opportunity to watch a very special meteor shower. And if you don't know what the Perseid meteor shower is, well, you're about to find out, because joining me on the line is Kos Koronaios, who is the observing director at the Astronomical Society of South Africa. Lovely to have you with us, Kos. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For those who are completely in the dark, won't you please, first of all, explain what this meteor shower is and what is so special about it?
Okay, first of all, a meteor shower, and I'm sure a lot of your readers or your listeners have heard the term shooting star. It's basically a meteor. This one is quite advanced for a much longer period of time, because the stream that the Earth passes through is a bit larger than usual. Generally speaking, it's debris that's left over from a comet's passage around the sun. New showers have a debris field that's quite narrow, so within 1 or 2 days the Earth goes through it. This one can last for at least, or is a bit wider, it can last for about 2 weeks. So we have Perseid, the shower is called the Perseid meteor shower. So we have Perseids that are visible from about mid-July through to about the first week of August.
Okay, so lots of shooting stars visible in the space of a short space of time. Is there any particular part of the sky we should be looking at, or any particular conditions which will make for the best possible viewing? What would you advise somebody who wants to see it tomorrow night?
Okay, first of all, I just want to point out that this one is not a very favorable shower for Southern Hemisphere observers. The constellation is a northern hemisphere constellation, so it's sort of visible from the mid-latitudes north of the equator, around about 45 degrees north. So it's not really favorable for us, but it is possible to see Perseid's meteors. It's quite interesting to actually sit out in the early hours facing north, and within a short space of time, you should be able to see a few fireballs. Fireballs are sort of brighter than usual meteors, about brighter the planet Venus, which I'm sure you've seen in the early morning skies if you're facing east. But if you face northwards and look up without too many obstructions, you should be able to see a couple of Perseids, but you will not get the rate that northern observers have in a sort of mid-latitude.
We'll let them enjoy the prime experience. We'll take what we can get in the meantime here in the south. Kos Koronaios, thanks so much for explaining more for us there. Kos is the observing director at the Astronomical Society of South Africa. And if you just Google that term, Astronomical Society of South Africa, you'll find the link to their website page, their website and their various social media platforms as well. We'll be back with more dance and music news after this.
Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Before we share our final two items, just a reminder to you that if you are involved with an event, whether it's a theatre production, a dance production, a festival of some kind, perhaps a great market that you would love more people to come and visit, we'd love for you to tell us about it so that we can share the message through the Five Things to Do diary. All we ask is that you put the information down in an email to me, which you send to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Send it to me, please, by latest sort of the Thursday of the week in which it's happening. So if the event is happening on Friday afternoon, please don't send me a mail at 12 o'clock on Friday and expect us to fit it into the diary. But we would love to hear from you by sort of end of Wednesday, latest Thursday morning, if you'd like to be included. Pippa H, spelled P-I-P-P-A-H, at capetalk.co.za. Time for a bit of music, I think. And what better way to celebrate Women's Month than with a show paying tribute to some of the greatest musical divas of all time. The Barnyard Theatre is currently staging a tribute show called Divas That Rock. And to tell us more, I have on the line the general manager at Barnyard Theatre, Paula Kwitzer. Great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and good afternoon to listeners.
Paula, you tell us more about the show.
The Divas Who Rock is a tribute to the greatest divas in music history. It's a compiling of five of the best female singers of the Barnyard, who gives a tribute to the divas of today, the pop divas of the 80s, the 90s, and the disco divas of the 60s. And there's even soul divas of the 60s. And just to give you some more feedback on that, the tribute goes to Carole King, Janis Joplin, Aretha Franklin, Madonna, Cher, Whitney Houston, and there's many numbers to mention for you.
So it sounds like you're taking a real trip through the ages there. If you're going all the way back to the 60s to the present, it must be very difficult to whittle down the list. Paula, did you choose the artists first and then pick your singers, or did you ask your singers to select artists that they've admired? How did you put together the playlist for the show?
Now, we've got a Barnyard production company on our side who compile all our shows through the year for the last 21 years in the Barnyards. And they decide on what was the best top performers of divas in those different categories of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the most popular. And then we utilize our best singers and female singers specifically for this thing of the divas. And then we match them to the song that they can sing to the best of a tribute to them.
I have to say, it's been a while since I visited the Barnyard, but the last time I was there, Paula, the matching was absolutely on point. You had, I don't know what her name was, but whoever was doing Jennifer Rush in the show that I saw was as good as the real deal. So it's a really fun evening out. For the sake of those who've never enjoyed an evening at the Barnyard before, it's about much more than just the show and the musical experience. Talk to us a little bit more about what else is on offer.
That's true. It's a theatre where you can seat 520 people in an entertainment environment where you can come yourself and enjoy yourself. There's a fully licensed bar. You can purchase some food from us, pizzas here, and you can have an evening out with joy and fun, dancing in the floors in the theatre and enjoy yourself and sing along with the artists on the stage.
You can sing along and nobody will throw things at you, Paula. That sounds like a fun evening.
Yes.
Paula Kwitzer, thanks so much for joining us, General Manager at the Barnyard Theatre. So the show you don't want to miss this Women's Month is Divas That Rock. It is on until the 20th of August at the Barnyard Cape Town, which you'll find in Willowbridge in the Tiger Valley area. Tickets can be booked via their website, barnyardtheatre.co.za, and they cost between 110 and 150 rand a head.